Do we allow for evil ideas in this world to hold sway over others, church? Do we proclaim Christ the only shelter against God's impending wrath? Do we lag in keeping up with the world? Do we forge on ahead, leaving the weak behind? We're reading the letter of Paul to the Romans, and we're needing to hear from God today that the lost are condemned, and that there is a holocaust of souls entering eternity, but for Christ. And there are evil ideas in this world, and we are standing by while these evil ideas gain traction and are affecting our children and the children of others. And there are generations of people in this world who have been told God did not create the world. The world created the world out of nothing, spontaneously, just started being. And this dream and this unscientific speculation of a philosophical sort, of a theoretical sort, fails to include the information we have as a human culture about God, the Creator. And we are set apart from other animals in that not only is there a genetic and instinctual behavior pattern that's passed on just by being alive. The birds know how to fly south for the winter, and then the birds born down south know how to come north even though they've never been there. But humans are different. Humans are born almost blank with genetic predispositions, but all that we contain in us is layered and developed as we have learned from our first custodian humans that took us under the wing as these little wet babies who need taught and cared for completely for years, and layers of information, and everything that you know you learned. And there are some things that maybe your temper or maybe your preferences or maybe your inclinations that are genetically modeled somehow in the way that God made bodies to work, but most of it is learned. And here we are, people trusted with God's account of how things were made, and does the world know? And how are we getting the world to know? And the world doesn't want to know. And how embarrassed of you of trying anymore to try and tell the world that doesn't want to know what's true? And what efforts are we making to go where people are, because they're not in this church, to let them know about what God has said that's true? And how did this gospel get out when it was first established, except to go where the people were who didn't want to hear it, and they tried to stop it, and they punished people who brought it, and we, their descendants in the faith, and we who benefit in this church from their efforts in time that established the Holy Scriptures, no longer carry that forward? How can that be? How can that be?